This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of thousands of protesters could be found on the streets in Myanmar for a ninth day of anti-coup demonstrations Sunday. Protests continue as the new army rulers grapple to contain a strike by government workers that could cripple their ability to run the country. Trains in parts of the country stopped running after staff refused to go to work, according to local media. Meanwhile, the military deployed soldiers to power plants, only to be confronted by angry crowds. A civil disobedience movement to protest against the February 1st coup that deposed the civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi started with doctors. It now affects a swath of government departments. The junta ordered civil servants to go back to work on Saturday, threatening action. But hundreds of railway workers joined demonstrations in the commercial capital of Yangon on Sunday, even as police went to their housing compound on the outskirts of the city to order them back to work. The police were found to leave after angry crowds gathered, according to a live broadcast by Myanmar Now. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal on charges of inciting a deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol left Democrats and Republicans deeply divided on Sunday. This as Washington seeks to move on with Democratic President Joe Biden's political agenda. The Senate trial concluded on Saturday with a 57-43 vote in favor of convicting the Republican former president, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed to do so. Seven Republicans joined the Senate's 48 Democrats and two independents in favor of conviction. The trial has left lawmakers and the country they represent in a continued state of political discord. This is VOA News. Kosovars began voting on Sunday in a parliamentary election that an anti-establishment party is expected to win, further complicating Western efforts to resolve the country's decades-long territorial dispute with Serbia. The State Election Commission said turnout by 11 a.m. local time was 8.3%, one percentage point lower than in the last election in 2019, mainly due to freezing temperatures. Rescuers pulled out nine more bodies from the site of a flash flood in a Himalayan region of northern India on Sunday, a week after the disaster struck. The death toll is now 50, with more than 150 people still missing, according to officials. The flash flood in Uttarakhand state triggered what scientists said could have been a large avalanche of glacier ice, sending water, rocks, and debris surging down the Dali Ganga River. Dams and bridges were destroyed. Rescuers are using heavy digging machinery in a race to free dozens of dam construction workers who are trapped in an underground tunnel connected to a hydroelectric project being built by the government-owned National Thermal Power Corporation. Authorities say 154 people are still missing. Many Russians responded with jokes and skepticism when the team of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny urged people to shine cell phone flashlights in residential courtyards as a display of unity. After 2 weekends of nationwide demonstrations, the new protest format looked to like some kind of retreat, but Russian authorities moved vigorously to extinguish the illuminated protests planned for Sunday. Officials accused Navalny's allies of acting on NATO's instructions. Broadcasters warned that the flashlight rallies had featured in major uprisings elsewhere, and state news agencies claimed a terrorist group was plotting attacks at protests. Such methods represent a change of tactics for the authorities, who once tried to weaken Navalny's influence by erasing him. Israel plans to reopen restaurants around March 9th and restart tourism with Cyprus. The reopening is part of a gradual return to normality thanks to a COVID-19 vaccination campaign, according to officials Sunday. With more than 41% of Israelis receiving at least one shot of Pfizer's vaccine, Israel has said it will partially reopen hotels and gyms on February 23rd. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. We'll be right back.